Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5:04, down 5 3/4 on the open. May 5:07, down 6. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 4:88, down 6 1/4 on the open. May 4:94 1/2, down 6 1/2. July 4:84, down 7. December 4:93, down 8 on the open. March corn opened at 3:65, down 4 on the open. May 3:73, down 4. July 3:79, down 4 1/2. September 3:63, down 5. December 3:57, down 4. March 2008, 3:63, down 3 1/2 on the open. March oats opened at 2:55 1/2, down 1/2 on the open. January soybeans opened at 6:49 1/2, down 8 on the open. March 6:64 1/2, down 7 3/4. May 6:77, down 8 3/4. July 6:89, down 7. August 6:96, down 4. November 7:09, down 5 3/4 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 185.20, down 1.50 on the open. March 188.60, down 2.10. January soybean oil opened at 28, down 15 on the open. March 28.50, down 9. At the Merck, January feeders open at 98.80, up 7 1/2 on the open. March 96.85, unchanged. April 98.25, down 5. May 98.90, up 22 1/2 on the open. December live cattle opened at 86.20, down 20 on the open. February 89.55, down 5. April 91.20, down 12 1/2. June 87.70, unchanged on the open. February lean hogs opened at 61.85, down 40 on the open. April 65.20, down 47 1/2. May 70.50, down 70. June 72.15, down 47 1/2 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 91.40, down 17 1/2 on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Since the opening bell, soybeans have extended their losses. January now down 11, 6:48 1/2. The Novi's at 7:06, down 8 3/4. Doesn't feel like a holiday trade.
No, we're definitely on the defensive. We've breached or moved below the previous week's lows. Last week we bounced these January beans off that 52-53 area several times, but the move below that has put the trade on the defensive. Also, too, that's about where the 50-day moving averages come in, so those trend-following traders are on the defensive here this morning as they reverse positions from the long to the short side now.
So today we see soybeans going below the July high, 6:49. Are we now looking at 6:39 as a potential place to look at?
Well, we're only 7 cents away from that. I wouldn't be surprised for them to go on down and check that out, especially as each minute goes by and we stay below the 6:50 level up front. That's going to turn a trade negative here. You know, fundamentally, we've got year end approaching fairly quickly. We've got favorable weather in the southern hemisphere, and two ideas that this demand can slow as we go into the next 2 weeks of trade.
Corn also on the defensive. What's going on in that pit today?
Well, we're seeing some long liquidation there. The funds were estimated to be huge longs in the marketplace. When you look at the Commitment of Traders report, they've got an all-time record long position, and ideas, too, at the year end, we could see some liquidation there. Fundamentally, probably the biggest concern is China's comments here over the last week as they start to shift maybe their focus from fuel to food. They've committed to building some ethanol plants. Now they're starting to back talk on that. Maybe it might not be a good idea with the higher grain values they've seen, especially wheat and corn, that maybe they'll slow down the desire to convert food to fuel.
That's a 180-degree turn from what they've been saying earlier.
Well, China, you got to remember, they're very shrewd marketers and traders and so forth. We'll see. Their main concern in the past has been food, and with the high energy values, that shift the focus to the ethanol drum being beaten. This might suggest, though, that these huge stockpiles of grain that they've had on hand might be dwindling fairly quickly, especially if they start taking measures to halt ethanol facilities being built.
March corn now 362 3/4, down 6 1/4. So it's invaded that 63.5 level. Are we going to try the 360 before the bell is done today?
Well, 362 was the previous low here. We reversed off the level. Last Monday there, we bottomed out at 63.5 and reversed off that. So we start moving below these levels here, the trade's going to start being defensive. When you look at a corn chart, there is a possible head and shoulders top, so it suggests that the bull rally could be put on hold here over the next week or two.
Meanwhile, the wheat pit in a 7 to 8 week downtrend, and doesn't look like that's going to turn around anytime soon based on the trade today, the March 484 down 10 1/4.
Well, yeah, we're seeing wheat sort of take the back seat here. The momentum indicators tried to kick up yesterday with last Wednesday's reversal up. So it's going to be important for the wheat market to hold last week's lows. Some rain and snow here coming in the winter wheat belt in the Western Plains is sort of negative. Also, we're looking at some of these other countries starting to look at some additional wheat acres, too. So fundamentally, wheat's going to continue to stay in the back of everyone's minds. The main focus remains the corn and beans. What could change the wheat around here in a hurry is if Egypt would step forward and buy some U.S. wheat.
Ukraine and India among those considering more wheat seedings, saying today they could be up 15 to 20% over a year ago. Over at the Merck, what are you seeing?
Steady higher livestock values. Cash hog market remains quite sloppy. Kind of a disappointment. We're in the prime season for ham demands, and hams has been the cutout that's been the weakest here over the last 2 weeks. And in the beef sector, feeder cattle continue to move higher as the grain market moves lower. We'll have a cattle and feed report here coming up, and we'll sort of use those numbers to go by.
So handicap the market for us. Where will we be by week's end at the board?
Well, I would think we'd be on a defensive tone here. By the end of the week, March corn futures could be down to this 350 area. The January soybean futures down to 630, and March wheat down to 450.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing. He is located in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat now at 504, down 5 3/4. At the Board of Trade, March wheat 484, down 10 1/4. May 492, down 9. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat 362.5, down 6.5. May 371, down 6. July 377.5, down 6. September 364.5, down 3.5. December 357.5, down 3.5. January soybeans live clicks here at 644, down 11.5. March, 660.75, down 11.5. May, 674, down 11.75. November, 706, down 8.75. January soybean meal, 184, down 270. January soybean oil, 27.76, down 39. At the Merck, January feeders, 99.55, up 82.5. And December at 86.50 in the live cattle pit, up 10. And February lean hogs at 62.10, down 15 points. Taking a look at Mike Sola's two-state forecast today, he says in central and northern sections in the north, partly to mostly cloudy in the south, cloudy with areas of drizzle and light rain, highs ranging from 36 to 54 degrees. Tonight, in the north, mostly clear, in central sections, partly cloudy. In the south, mostly cloudy with a few lingering showers. In the far south, lows ranging from 18 to 38 degrees. Then tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, with highs ranging from 40 degrees in northeastern Indiana to around 50 degrees in southern Indiana. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853. Tell us what you think about our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.